This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi, everybody. Welcome and thank you very much for being a part of this broadcast of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. I have a little bit of laryngitis, a little bit of throat issues that I'm dealing with at the moment. Hopefully, as the show goes on, they will improve. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. Mackenzie is standing by at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, Bob@autoworldradio.com. Joining us guest-wise is one of our regular contributors. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide, and the man himself is on the guest lines right now. Let's welcome Tom Appel from Consumer Guide back to Auto World. Tom, how are you doing?
I am well. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's begin by talking about the unveiling of the Corvette. I don't know if any of your team was in attendance. I unfortunately was not in attendance, but did watch it via the web. How about yourself?
Yeah, watched it online, didn't make the trip out there, but Chevy made quite a big deal of this launch, and as it turns out, they had some pretty interesting news to share.
They most certainly did, and talk about an extravagant event. They rented a huge aircraft facility. There used to be an Air Force base in California, and put on quite a show with not only Corvette enthusiasts being there, but also workers from the Bowling Green factory, and quite a representative of Corvettes of all years.
Yeah, I watched this, and I went into this fairly cynically, and then I came out of it kind of impressed, and I hate to think that I got swept away with all the excitement that Chevy paid for, but I think there's still hope for the old Corvette yet.
Yeah, most definitely, and certainly the unveiling of the mid-engine Corvette is not something that comes to anybody's surprise. We've been seeing the spy shots for quite a few years now.
Yeah, forever,
But the one thing that did surprise me was the price point. I was one who all along thought that a switch to a mid-engine platform would mean a significant increase in the Corvette, but GM President Mark Reuss said during one of his comment periods that the base model will slip in at under $60,000, which you gotta give him credit for that, Tom. That's quite a major accomplishment.
And that is the huge news here, and that is what is so exciting about this. We knew it was going to be mid-engine. We're glad to see that it's still a push-rod small-block V8. I mean, it kind of looks like a Corvette still, but I was expecting this car to be $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 starting. And if you think about the other mid-range cars out there, the other mid-engine cars, the mid-engine Ferrari 488 starts at close to $300,000. I think it's $270,000. The Acura NSX starts at $160,000. How is the Corvette $100,000 less than the NSX?
Yeah, that is really right on the money. I also had predicted in my head that I thought a mid-range one of these vehicles, you know, would be $125,000 to $150,000. I thought the base entry level one would be somewhere under $100,000. But you know, three cheers for the red, white, and blue. The push rod two valve overhead valve V8 lives on in variable displacement form. This will run on both 8-cylinders as well as 4-cylinders and most likely deliver some pretty significant fuel economy when mated to its first time ever dual clutch automatic transmission. No manual transmission, at least at this point, offered in the Corvette. That's a little bit of a surprise.
It's a little bit of a surprise. I don't know what the take rate was on the manual transmission in the Corvette, but I suspect that it was under 20%, may have even been closer to 10%. So I guess I'm not super surprised that the manual is gone. Though the 6-speed, actually, yeah, was it a 6-speed or a 7-speed? It was really great in the Corvette. That was a really nice vehicle to drive
with
the manual.
It was an 8-speed, actually 8-speed automatic.
The manual was that a 6-speed or a 7-speed?
It was a 7, yeah.
Yeah, it was a 7. Okay, yeah.
Yep, and it had the rev matching capability too. Who knows, down the road we may see one of the incarnations of the Corvette, as they've already teased a convertible variant of this, which was also a little bit of a surprise. I thought they'd hold that one a little bit closer to their chest. Haven't had a great deal of time to check out the interior, but Tom, have you had a chance to scope out the interior of this mid-engine 2020 Vette?
Yeah, one of the more interesting components of the interior, and perhaps the most controversial, and if you're on Twitter or Facebook, you can just search on Corvette interior, and conversations on this will come up. But many of the controls are lined up in a single line, a contour line that goes around the driver from the dash top down to the center console. It's really interesting because I'm wondering how long it'll take a driver to acclimate to the placement of those things. But the result is a very clean-looking dash and console otherwise. This is either the start of a new trend or a really weird affectation.
Very good. I'm going to have to check that out a little bit more closely. And certainly, we're not that far off. I would imagine the order books are already open for the 2020 Corvette. When do you think that they'll actually have these available? When do you think we'll actually see them rolling on the streets, the highways and byways of America?
Yeah, I was pretty sure they were going to hit the road before the end of the year.
Wow, that's pretty decent, definitely. And again, if you're somebody like myself who always aspired to own a Corvette, and I was one of those kids, and I saved for my first Corvette 11 years, Tom. I put $3,000 aside for 11 years in a row before I bought my first one, which was a 50th anniversary one. I was not the 50th anniversary edition that I owned. I owned a black coupe, but followed that up with a C5 Corvette, which I held on to for a little bit too long. I got it in 1998 and held on to it until about 2014 or so, and I should have along the way turned it in for a sixth generation Corvette, and maybe I would be in line for a seventh generation Corvette, but marriage and kids and other things got in the way, and so God only knows if I'll ever own a Corvette again. I do tend to play lotteries for some exotic cars, which are up for sale on the Dream Giveaway Sweepstakes, which is actually a good charity, which benefits a lot of children's charities. So, and if you're interested in Corvettes, I also encourage you to check out the Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky, which holds quite often raffles, and those raffles are much better odds than any Dream Giveaway or anything else. The tickets are much more expensive. They're $100 or so or more, but you have a much better shot at winning a Corvette that way than any other way. But I'm definitely impressed with the C8 Corvette and can't wait to get behind the wheel of the thing.
No, I'm looking forward to that, too. And a quick note about the Bowling Green, Kentucky Museum. My daughter, who has no interest in cars whatsoever, enjoyed our 2 hours there a few years ago. So it's a wonderful place to spend time. It's a nice walk through history. Even if you don't like cars or Corvettes, there's a lot there to see.
very well said. I've done a couple of live broadcasts from there. And, of course, haven't been there since the implosion of the floor. But, nevertheless, they've turned that into a display as well. That's going to do it for this segment on the Corvette. Straight ahead, we're going to go to ConsumerGuide.com and see what Tom and his boys have been up to. This is Auto War.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide, and we're going to talk about some of the vehicles that have gone through the doors at ConsumerGuide.com in recent times, and also anytime that Tom joins us, he does a great job mixing in some great nostalgia and humor pieces, and he's been up to his usual magic, and so we'll talk to him about some older vehicle stuff as well. But let's begin by talking about another 2020 vehicle. This is from Kia. It's the Soul X line of all the box square-esque vehicles that we had at one point. Of course, we had the Honda Element, and we had the quite ugly Scion XB in two different generations. The only one of these box vehicles I ever cared for was the Soul, and it seems to have had some legs. They've sold a lot of these Souls, Tom, and this is a new treatment that they're putting into the lineup, something called X-Line. Tell us more about it.
Yes, yeah, and you're correct in you mentioning that the little box thing just didn't work. There was the Scion XB, the first generation of it sold reasonably well, but the public turned its back on the second generation. There was also the Nissan Cube, which was an odd-looking thing.
Oh, yes.
but
oh,
the
yes, can't forget that.
The Kia Soul was heavily updated for 2020, and they've added a sort of a mid-level, high-content line called the X line, which is very affordable. But it's basically just a lot of exterior trim content with some stuff you want inside, relatively attractive price. Consumer Guide, we've always loved the Soul. We've made it a Best Buy for several years running. The 2020 is now being considered for Best Buy status, obviously, but the X line is the one we had through the office, and we continue to like it because the fundamentals are still there. It is extremely roomy for the space that it sits on. It's relatively fun to drive. It's nicely finished, and the pricing is right. And this X-Line we drove is no exception. We averaged almost 32 miles per gallon. It's reasonably quick with the base engine. And you can't argue with the price. Ours was nicely equipped at $22,600, which is, again, that's about $15,000 less than the average new car these days.
Yeah, that's impressive. There is no question about it. This is the third generation now of the Soul. And one thing that I know historically, you guys always give these vehicles great marks for big folks and tall folks. The big and tall index is quite significant here, and it surprises a lot of people.
Yeah, it's actually one of the roomier vehicles you can buy. I like to call it a four-tom vehicle in that you could put four of me in that vehicle comfortably. I'm a big guy. I'm a little bit more than 6 feet tall and over 300 pounds. But, yeah, this is just a roomy vehicle. It's surprisingly roomy. Really short overhangs mean that it's also surprisingly easy to park in the city. You can parallel park this. You can get it into small spaces. But you've got the big hatchback for cargo if you needed to move something big. It's just an excellent all-around vehicle and a good small family vehicle.
And as you point out here, the only negative fact is the fact that there isn't an all-wheel drive option available, and being based out of Chicago, that makes a whole lot of sense. With so many other competitors offering all-wheel drive, and with the entire Subaru lineup, with the exception of the BRZ sports car being all-wheel drive, it's kind of surprising to me that Kia hasn't added all-wheel drive as an option into the mix here.
We have sort of a tacit confession that one is on the way. Kia did show an all-wheel drive version of this as a concept car. I think it was two auto show cycles ago. It might have been called the Trailster. I think that's what the concept was called. But there is an all-wheel drive version of this almost certainly coming, which will increase its appeal.
No, most definitely, and you can't argue with that bottom line price, $22,000 for a pretty significantly loaded automobile in 2020. That is a very, very good buy, and folks, you can check out all the information at ConsumerGuide.com. And speaking of that, Tom, for those of our listeners who haven't had the opportunity to check out the blog at Consumer Guide, tell folks about what you guys do each and every week and some of the cool stuff that folks can find there.
Yeah, if you're looking for a new car or a used car and you're looking for a quick overview, please go to consumerguide.com. That's where all of our reports live. If you're looking for a little bit more depth or something fun, we like to look back at car culture too, check out our blog. You can get there from consumerguide.com or go directly to the CG Daily Drive. That's CG Daily Drive. We try to have some fun. New content goes up at least daily, sometimes more often than that. And we invite you to check it out and share it with your friends, please.
Absolutely. Yeah, folks, you should do that. This is a really well-done site, and Tom and his team do a great job of providing lots of cool information. Continuing on the new car front, let's talk about an offering from BMW. This is the 2019 X5 xDrive 4.0 or 40i, not quite sure how they want us to pronounce that, but nevertheless, it's a mouthful. 2019 BMW X5 xDrive 40i.
And for all that mouthful, we can just say that this is really the base X5. and this is really a kind of a fundamental luxury crossover. The X5 was one of the first luxury crossovers ever introduced in the U.S. There was also the Mercedes-Benz ML came out about the same time. But this is still just a really important component in BMW's lineup. And we drove one. The xDrive 40i means that it's all-wheel drive and powered by the BMW's now just ubiquitous 3-liter turbocharged engine, which is excellent in this application. But this remains just a really nice, balanced luxury crossover. If you're not looking for something high performance, but you are looking for something refined, that's quick, that's really easy to drive, and just really a delight on the road, but not over the top, this is it. The bad news is you can load one up to a very high price tag. Ours was fully equipped and came to about $74,000. That's with every possible option on it, but you can watch the price and probably keep that reasonably under $65,000, which is still a lot of money for a car, but this is a BMW.
Yeah, very well said, and it does offer some very cool options like the M Sport brakes, the 20-inch alloy wheels, their Harman Kardon sound systems tend to be quite well done. I haven't been in one recently, but overall, this vehicle kind of gets, like all, we touched on it before, it seems like the Germans seem to specialize in this, Tom. You start out with a reasonable sticker price, and it doesn't take long to get this vehicle very, very, very much over the top option wise and price wise. And the same things could be said about Porsches, about Mercedes products, and about Audis as well. What is it about the Germans that they tend to do this?
I'm not entirely sure, and I think what might be going on is that to allow BMW, Mercedes, and Audi to advertise relatively attractive lease prices, they keep the cars fairly basic, but I don't think any dealers actually order vehicles in that condition.
Very well said. We'll take a quick time out for some important messages, and then more with Tom Appel, publisher of ConsumerGuide.com. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's Pentagon chief is now in Afghanistan.
Looking for to get a really good feel for what's happening on the ground in Afghanistan and to talk what the way ahead may look like as well.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper talking to reporters after arriving in Afghanistan, where stalled peace talks with the Taliban have complicated the president's pledge to withdraw over 5,000 troops from that region. Esper is saying he believes the U.S. can reduce its forces there without hurting the fight against ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a bipartisan congressional delegation that's on a mission to Jordan, where they've been meeting with its president to discuss the recent Turkish invasion of northern Syria, just days after President Trump's decision to relocate U.S. troops who'd been in that region. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World. And now we've got our digital doodads in their proper place, and so we can bring forth a gentleman who's been waiting very patiently to talk with us. He is a publisher of the Detroit Bureau and the DetroitBureau.com, one of the most esteemed automotive journalists in the entire world, Mr. Paul Eisenstein. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing,
Paul? Great to be with you, Bob. I was glad we were able to make the connection.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was on my end, just some sort of digital thing. You know how we live in such times of great complexity, and when everything's working great, it's wonderful. But if something goes wrong, you're in trouble.
You don't want to hear about the digital hassles I've had over the last few days getting a new Wi-Fi lighting system in place, so I understand.
Wow. Well, I don't know where to begin. We can talk a little bit about the strike. What's the latest on the UAW strike? Is it pretty much going to be ratified?
Well, that's the multi-billion-dollar question. To fill listeners in, we, of course, have had more than a month-long walkout at General Motors here in the United States, about 46, 47,000 workers manning picket lines in a number of states, not just in the Rust Belt, as it were, like Ohio and Michigan, but also in other places like Texas. And this has been a real problem, especially as it's spread beyond just the basics of having factories down. We have had a lot of people affected by this, and not just those in the picket lines. If you had a car that needed to go in for repair and it needed genuine GM parts, particularly if you had a collision, you might have had a problem getting some of those parts, recall parts, other things might have been in short supply. So the good news is the UAW has voted, well, I shouldn't say that, the union leaders have authorized this settlement, and now it goes to the rank and file, and we're expecting to have a decision on that by about Friday. And that would mean that they would remain on the picket lines probably through next weekend, or at least you wouldn't see much activity until the week after. So that would be, all the way around the 28th before factories would start kicking up again. Here's the problem, Bob. We're hearing a lot of opposition from the rank and file, at least on social media. And whether that means that this is just, you know, the way the Twitterati and Facebook worlds can make things sound a lot more dire than they really are. So we don't know if this is just a lot of a few people making a lot of noise, or if it reflects a growing concern on the part of those 46,000 odd workers who may not be happy enough with the settlement they got.
That's interesting. So time will tell, I guess.
Well, yeah, we should have a pretty good feeling of where things are going later this coming week. And as I mentioned, the plan is to have all rank-and-file members vote and the tally counted by about this time next weekend. And we will know for sure whether they are back on the job or they have to go back to the bargaining table. If they do, I have no idea what they expect, what the rank and file would think they'd be able to get from the company. But it could mean a really long additional strike.
Let's hope we can avoid that, definitely. Paul, of course, is on the North American Car and Truck and SUV of the Year jury, and the Corvette is one of the nominees for the Car of the Year. So lucky you got a chance to get behind the wheel of the much talked about and fantasized about 2020 Corvette. What was the experience like, Paul?
Yeah, and by the way, I'm going to throw a shameless plug on this. If you are interested in seeing or reading a little bit more about what it was like driving the new 2020 Corvette Stingray, the C8, you'll find my initial review up on thedetroitbureau.com right now. It was a pretty amazing experience, Bob. I have to caution you that it was not a long drive. I didn't have track time and some of the other things that I would like to get later on. There's going to be a real extensive experience coming up sometime in December. At least that's the tentative schedule. And we'll have a longer review. But initially, wow. I've got to tell you, it is everything, at least initially, that I was hoping for from this vehicle. Remarkably fast, remarkably easy to drive, remarkably competent. And here's the most interesting thing for me, is that it is remarkably capable of showing its skills, whether you are driving very, very hard or really relaxing and taking it easy. Just driving it around in traffic and in everyday situations, it is surprisingly tame and comfortable. Then you switch it to sport mode, or even not go into sport mode, just simply slam the pedal to the metal, and it just comes to life.
Oh, that sounds so cool. And let's talk a little bit about the interior. How did that come off in execution?
You know, that has long been one of the weaknesses of the Corvette. They did some major improvements in the latest outgoing generation, the C7. That was as close as they've come to having a really world-class cabin. Well, they get world class now. The materials are much more refined. The layout is much more what you would expect of a vehicle that really is a driver's car. Great display. You've got, of course, the reconfigurable gauge cluster, and then you've got an infotainment system that is angled towards the driver and lets you put up a lot of very dedicated performance information on that. So it can be customized to give you all sorts of great things, whether you're on street or track. The rest of the layout is really interesting. One of the more unusual details is basically a squared off, a rectangular steering wheel. I think that's going to surprise some people. I was wondering what it would be like to actually be using it on the road, but it really worked very well. You knew exactly where your hands were at all times. The most controversial piece is that strip of switches that runs the length of the center console, top to bottom, on the right side, the passenger side. Some people thought it was a little bit too much. I happen to like the way it's laid out, and I will let you know once we have more time in the car whether it really becomes very intuitive. I think it will be. But if that's the most controversial thing in this car, wow, that's pretty spectacular.
That's great. And I have not, of course, had a chance to be behind the wheel like Paul, but that center strip, I can see it working out quite well. I don't think it's going to be anything but a very intuitive introduction in bringing the Corvette into being more of a... it reminds me of the Panamera, actually. It reminds me...
Exactly. Yes. It's very much like what Porsche did, especially up front with the Panamera. They cut back a little bit. If you remember that, they had that wide center console that had switches everywhere. The Corvette is not like that. There is that one narrow band on the right side, the passenger side, and I think that's a more intuitive and easier to deal with layout. It also frees up a lot of the center console for, if nothing else, resting your arm.
Absolutely. We'll take a quick time out for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, more with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And don't go away. You're going to miss lots of stuff if you do. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. Also want to remind you folks that Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car renters with car owners. Through DriveShare's car sharing platforms, renters can find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. And if you have a collectible car, cool car, or exotic car, you can list your car today and start earning some extra income, or rent and use a special code AUTOWORLD to save $50 off your next rental. That's AUTOWORLD, all caps. Visit TriShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. We're cruising along with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and of course from the Detroit Bureau as well. And before we go any further, let's remind folks about all the wonderful work that you and your team do on the website, and all the wonderful things that you offer 100% free for enthusiasts out there.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. I appreciate that. As you said, we do offer a variety of things, and everything is free on the website. So you can come out and visit us and get news, reviews, features, spy shots, buying tips, just about anything automotive you'll find on thedetroitbureau.com. There is the website, of course. We've done some recent complete redesigns on the site, making it even easier to visit us on your smartphone or tablet. You can get our newsletters. We'll send you a news item if you want every time there's a new story, or daily, weekly, even monthly. And, of course, we also have RSS and Twitter feeds. So whatever way you want to hear about what's happening in the auto industry, you'll find it at thedetroitbureau.com, and always for free.
You can't argue with that, especially in this day and age of 2019, where things seem to cost a little bit of something no matter where you turn. But nevertheless, check out all of Paul's wonderful free offerings at thedetroitbureau.com. Paul, bring us up to speed on what's going on at Nissan.
I'm sorry, Bob. I couldn't hear that last part.
At Nissan.
Nissan. Well, That's a pretty, pretty strange story, isn't it? We've talked a number of times over the last year. Those who haven't followed it, and I bet most people who are listening at least know some of the story, there was a surprise when Carlos Ghosn, the man who helped rescue Nissan with a $6 billion bailout provided by Renault 20 years ago, hard to believe that, was arrested last November for alleged corruption charges, hiding income and all sorts of other things. There have been a series of additional charges laid out against him in recent months, and he is stuck in Japan waiting for his trial to begin sometime, probably not until next year. In the meantime, we saw that the man who launched the secret probe that netted Carlos Ghosn and some other people, well, surprise, surprise, he got caught on some potential corruption charges, hiding income of his own, and he decided he had to resign. So we have a new CEO coming in, just a matter of a few months. The new gentleman will be taking over on January 2nd, I believe, and his two big challenges will be, number one, erasing this tarnish on the company from the Carlos Ghosn scandal and the perception that they can't be trusted. But he also has to face the fact that Nissan has been really facing problems. Their sales are way down. Their earnings are way down. They've announced that they're going to cut over 12,000 jobs, drop 10% of their global models, and cut production worldwide by 10%. So I have to tell you, the new CEO is going to have a tough time.
Sounds like he's got a lot on his agenda, to say the least. Neiman Marcus, this time of the year, they always come out with a ultimate gift for car folks, for gearheads, and this year they've really gone upscale. In the past, these vehicles have never been, I would call, inexpensive, but they were more in the $100,000 price range, but now we're getting into the hundreds of thousands of dollar price range with a collaboration with the folks at Aston Martin.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, that they decided that they were going to, this time, make an Aston Martin their special catalog car. I believe, Bob, maybe you can recall, but I believe this is the first time they have ever had and Aston Martin as the Neiman Marcus, the lead automotive part of the Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog. And
absolutely.
I mean, gee, what a nice way to entertain somebody you love if you have, of course, as you said, a few $100,000. Actually, appropriately for something identified with James Bond, the price of this special Aston Martin DBS Super Leggera is $700,007. $700,007.
Good pricing, no question. Very creative marketing on the part of the folks at Neiman Marcus, and certainly Aston Martin can definitely enjoy some additional publicity from this as well, as it's a beautiful looking car.
It's going to be very interesting, Bob. If you look at what's coming up, they've got a lot of really wonderful products. I had the good fortune to drive the Aston Martin V8 Vantage with the manual transmission about 2 weeks ago over in Germany. I was up by the Nürburgring. I'll be doing a story on that. Well, I'll do a version for my website, of course, thedetroitbureau.com, and for KBB, where I'll be looking at all the different versions of the new Vantage. But what's really interesting, and we have to stay tuned for this, is you know what's coming this fall, right? I should say this holiday season we're going to get a first look at. Or do you?
I should. Let's see.
It's the DBX.
Of course.
We should be, if I'm correct, we'll be seeing, at least getting a first look at the DBX before the end of the year. And for those who aren't familiar with it, that will be Aston's first ever SUV.
Joining a number of other automakers who in the past had never had SUV products in their portfolio, companies like Bentley, companies like Lamborghini, companies like Rolls-Royce.
Rolls-Royce, and soon, this is the real shocker, believe it or not, there is going to be a Ferrari SUV.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm really curious. We've gotten a little bit of a hint about what they have coming, but, you know, this is a company that had long said it would never do a four-door, and when it came out with something that was as close as possible to a station wagon, the FF, originally known as, it was still a two-door plus a hatchback. So how will Ferrari handle going to an SUV? Well, let's stay tuned. But I have seen, believe it or not, I have actually seen the DBX, and I'd get my neck twisted if I told you too much, but I can tell you that it is quite a spectacular-looking vehicle.
That's great. You've got a great story up for those folks who like to go off-roading, testing the best of the off-roading offerings on the Trail Trek Tour. And this is great for those folks who like the intense off-roading opportunity. And you have put together a great story here for folks to check out.
Yep, well, I wish I could say I put it together, but in fact it was done by our good friend, who I know is a mutual friend with you, Brian Armstead, a great auto writer out of Washington, D.C., who has been good enough to start appearing on our site on a somewhat regular basis. Every couple of weeks we'll be bringing up a story by him, either a review or some other feature. And yeah, this is pretty interesting. He had a chance to drive a whole range of specialized off-road pickups specifically designed for off-road driving. People forget that a lot of owners like to take their not just their SUVs, but they like to take pickups on the trail.
That's so true. Absolutely. Well, Paul, the time just flew with you, and we'll have to get you back with us for another visit real soon. But in the meantime, thank you, my friend, for doing such a spectacular job as usual, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Looking forward to it, Bob. Take care.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, more straight ahead. This is Auto World.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.